Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Israel, at this one moment, Israel, pray for Israel. Pray for the protection of Israel. Israel, pray for America to wake up and understand that we stand with Israel. That's why we have our sponsors and underwriters, and we're all together going, listen, we stand for God and country in that order, and Israel. These are very important three pillars, understanding. If we don't do that, there's no need for America. And here we are right now, Iran, whose existence, their whole apocalyptic government, as was said recently by a newscaster reportedly on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, is like this, their whole existence, they have a ministry of stirring up radical Islam, you know, to be able to export it, a ministry of it.
Right.
And we're negotiating with them, and they're wanting to have nuclear power and nuclear weapons. And this is serious stuff. I mean, it's not like everybody's packed in together there. It's not like they have a lot of mileage to get to the next particular place. You're looking at 60, 70 miles wide for Israel. And when somebody hates you, you don't want to give them a big cannon to be able to shoot your way. And but listen to what CBN News is reporting right now. And we got to continue to pray for the Middle East. Pray for revival, the revival to break out in the Middle East, and Israel to be protected, because these are serious, serious times. Listen up.
World powers, including the United States, appear to be making progress in easing a standoff over. But as Lori Johnson tells us in our top story tonight, a deal is still a long way off.
Iran's nuclear program is the subject of a two-day meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. Sanctions against Iran are apparently working. Iran offered to cap some of its atomic activities in exchange for relief from sanctions. Iran's foreign minister said his country is committed to a new approach to international issues.
Well, I believe we have a new world. We need a different approach, all of us, to global affairs, and Iran is certainly ready to play that new role in our different international environment.
The talks between Iran, the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China are far from conclusive. Although Iran conceded to limiting its nuclear capability, they have yet to discuss specific steps they're willing to take. Michael Mann, spokesman for the European Union, says the ball is definitely in Iran's court.
We still have to get down to really the nitty-gritty and talk about the substance of the issues. And we're hopeful that they will be prepared to engage. I mean, I don't think that anyone's expecting, you know, instant results. This is a negotiation process. But certainly we are hopeful that we can make considerable progress this week.
Iranian hardliners want major sanctions reductions in exchange for merely scaling back their nuclear program, while some U.S. lawmakers say the sanctions should be lifted if Iran stops their enrichment altogether. At this point, neither side is willing to compromise. Lori Johnson, CBN News.
Israeli leaders say they strongly oppose a plan for a partial halt of Iran's nuclear program. They're calling it a bad deal. It calls for Tehran to stop uranium enrichment at 20% and slow work on its water reactor in exchange for sanctions relief. Israel says the current sanctions are hurting Iran, putting world powers in a very strong position to negotiate. For more on this, we're joined now by our senior international correspondent, George Thomas, who has been to Iran. George, Israel keeps warning against cutting back sanctions on Iran. Explain their concern.
Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu said that this potential deal with Iran, he said, quote, would be a mistake of historic proportions. Look, here's the problem. What we're in essence calling the Iranians to do is to take a nuclear timeout. And the Israelis are concerned that in essence, this only freezes portion of Iran's program. It does nothing to dismantle or to roll back the the Iranian program. And most experts today are talking about Iran being weeks away from, they say in their estimation, Iran has already crossed the point of no return and needs just a few weeks, in essence, to go nuclear if they choose to do so. Clearly, this is why Israel is very concerned.
How effective are sanctions?
Hey, look, I mean, they've been biting. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when I was in Iran back then, the sanctions were tough, but nothing like they are today. They are totally crippling the nation. I mean, from the oil industry, from the import-export business, the banking business, the Iranians are feeling the squeeze. And clearly, the fact that the sanctions have been so effective, that's why they've come to the table. But they're looking, all of this is about buying time. How many, we're talking about weeks here, potentially months, and this is what they're looking for.
Well, a newfound optimism over Iran's nuclear program surfaced when Hassan Rouhani was elected. Talk a little bit about him and his so-called modernism.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been reporting here, we've been effective at telling folks since Rouhani came to power that Rouhani is cut of the same cloth. He may not look, sound, and dress like Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the man who ran Iran for 8 years, who was belligerent, talked about wiping Israel off the map, saying that the Holocaust was a myth. Rouhani comes, he's dressed different, he speaks good English, and he knows how to, you know, play the media and the mainstream media, and he did so effectively when he came to the United States a few months ago. But let's be clear, this man was in essence handpicked by the top religious cleric in Iran. Just imagine being in the United States and somebody saying, candidate A, B, C, and D are the only folks you can choose from. Imagine, this is what happened in Iran. In essence, Rouhani was selected by the highest leader Islamic cleric in the country, and he won. So to think that this man is not cut of the same cloth, you're crazy.
And quickly, do you think Iran and other world powers are going to reach a deal on the nuclear program?
I mean, I think, unfortunately, yes. There's a senator from Tennessee, Bob Corker, who is trying to bring legislation that would limit or perhaps even curtail any potential deals that we make in terms of lifting of sanctions. But clearly, I think the atmosphere shows and is showing that the Iranians will get some reprieve.
You're looking at right now, they're actually considering, finally something is working, and our leadership, who didn't jump in there to help and support the Green Party, who stirred everything up, whose advisor comes from Iran, is wanting to lift successful sanctions in regard, it's working. If you don't have no money, you don't have an economy, they can't build nuclear weapons. And it's like, what else are we going to do? We need to pray for the Middle East. We need to pray for the protection of Israel. Listen, not only is it with Israel, but it's also America too. There will be an arms race in the Middle East if this goes down. If they do, they said in a few weeks, confirm that. You're going to see Israel respond soon.
I don't know if you know this
or not. We keep doing what we're doing over there.
But you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters?
If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.